Hello. So glad you're here. You've probably seen this in many presentations. I have nothing to disclose. By the end of this session, we hope you will be able to describe the process used to develop research questions for the health education specialist practice analysis, or what we refer to as HESPA. Also, you'll be able, we hope, to summarize the results of the HESPA study. The study sponsors were NCHEC, National Commission for Health Education Credentialing, and SOFE, Society for Public Health Education. We also used a contractor to help us along the way, and that is ProExam out of New York. And we wanted you to know this was an 18-month study. The purpose of the study: to validate the contemporary practice of the entry and advanced level health education specialist, provide guidance for the development of the CHES and MCHES exams, and then report on changes that have taken place since the last major job analysis, HEJA 2010, that was 5 years ago, and inform the professional preparation and continuing education initiatives. Now, this is the task force. There were 12 of us. Dr. James McKenzie and I were the co-chairs, and these were the other people on there. You may scan the names. Maybe you know some of these people. And if you don't know us by name, maybe you know us by picture. On the front row, you will see Linda Lysobe, who's down at the end down here. Allison Taub, there's next one is me, Jim McKenzie, and Elaine Aul. The ProExam people are on the second row on each end. And then, again, maybe you know some of these other people. From 450 volunteers, we selected 65 through a rigorous process. There was the 10-member task force that you just saw. There were 11 subject matter experts, SMEs, and they participated in telephone interviews. There were 20 independent reviewers who provided guidance during the refinement of the model, 24 pilot survey participants. And what you need to know about this process to select 65, we wanted a diverse group. So these 10 people were diverse regarding work settings, educational backgrounds, their experience levels, racial, ethnic differences, demographic, and geographic diversity. So here are some of the phases of this study. Of course, what I just talked about, the task force was selected, and that was in April 2013. Then there were phone interviews with the SMEs. Then we had our first face-to-face meeting. That was in July of 2013, and we had many phone calls. Then we had a review of the practice by 20 independent reviewers. So we're moving along through that year. Then we had a second HESPA task force face-to-face meeting to review what the independent reviewers thought as it had progressed to that point. Then development of a sampling plan. This is where ProExam out of New York came in. Then clarification on the study language. That was by Sophie and NCHEC. And of course, we obtained IRB approval. The pilot test of the validation survey. That was January and February of 2014. and then the committee reviewed the pilot results. Then, and some of you may have participated in this, February 2014, is when we began the validation survey. 4,749 respondents, and a little over 3,000 of usable responses. Then we had yet a third HESPA face-to-face meeting. Finally, pro-exam and the steering committee had a final report, and then there was a review of the recommendations. All right, here's the respondent profile. There was a 29% response rate. Respondents were from all 50 states, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and even 49 outside the United States. Largest number of respondents were from California. 12 states had more than 100 respondents, and 10 states had from 50 to 99. This is respondent age. If you'll look, you'll see that the largest age group of respondents, those of 26 to 35, and you look on down toward the bottom and you see what you might have assumed, the lowest number of respondents, those over 75. Work settings. You see closely healthcare and government were the largest group, with government being the largest group. And what you might expect too was lowest was school health, 4%. Race, ethnicity, look down 5 lines, white and Caucasian, largest group. And American Indian was the largest, smallest. Gender, mostly female, almost 90%. Survey ratings. There were 273 subcompetencies, and they were rated on frequency and importance. Frequency from not at all to very frequently, which was listed as at least once each week. And importance went from not important to highly important. Composite score. The high scores was 5.7, and that was 3. Identify factors that influence health behaviors, identify factors that impact health, adhere to ethical principles of the profession. They got the top 3. And the lowest score, 3.2, engage in legislative advocacy. Final framework, again, there were 7 major areas of responsibility, 36 competencies, 258 subcompetencies, 55% of which were entry level. Then there were almost 30% advanced 1, about 16% advanced 2. Survey results. You might want to take a minute just to look at these different areas. Especially might jump out at you, look at advanced 2. That was area 4 and area 7 exclusively. You'll see a little bit more about that in a second. Also, there was validation of the knowledge base. And there were 10 topic areas. 131 of the 132 specific knowledge topics were validated. The one not validated, lobbying. Okay, this goes to show you about your exam. And again, look at MCHES on the right, and I pointed out area 4 on the So look down and you'll see that 20% of the exam is from that area, which makes sense to try to align the exam with the framework. And there's been some dissemination of these HESPA results. Publications in 2005, the framework, some of you have likely seen these, the revised study companion, and of course there was a press release. Of course, conference presentations, the one you're in right now, also Sophie. And we have submitted a publication or a manuscript for hopefully for publication. So hopefully that'll happen in 2016. And then also we disseminate to other stakeholders in 2015 and 16. What do we got to do next? Well, we have to align the exams with the new specs. So you can look forward to that April 2016 for MCHES, October 2016 for CHES. And questions at the end, I think.